Congressman Tracy Mann from the Big First District here in Kansas. Good morning, Congressman. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Glad we could do it. Boy, you're keeping busy out there in D.C. right now. It seems like there's just a whole bunch of things that have been happening here the last few days.
Well, there's a lot going on. We have votes throughout the day and into the night, practically every day this week, which is just fine by me. We have a lot to do legislatively here as the end of the year is fast approaching.
Yeah, let's talk about the big news item here from yesterday. Obviously, the vote to release the Epstein files, that's going to head to the president's desk here today. The House pretty overwhelmingly supported that. I think it was 427-1 I saw, and then the Senate as well. How pleased are you that this is finally going to get out there to the public, and what will we ultimately learn from the release of these files?
Yeah, but we'll find out. I have long been a proponent of transparency in regards to everything Epstein related. But also, we've got to protect the innocent victims as well that may or may not want to be named or have their name released as part of this. So I think it's both. Big picture, granted, or you guys, when we look at this, I mean, the whole thing is pretty sick and just pretty sad. I mean, you think about what happened to these victims over the course of years. It's just very, very sad. But I'm all for transparency. Let's get this out there. House Oversight Committee has already released over the last few weeks 65,000 pages of documents. And so we'll see what else there is able to be released. And then let's get it out there, and then let's move forward as a country.
All right. I'm sure everyone is ready to move forward from that as well. We got the government back open. That was a big deal here last week. How pleased are you to get back and get back to work here on things that matter?
Yeah, and we were working and doing a lot in the district and in D.C., but as far as legislatively, the floor's back open. Really glad that this ridiculous shutdown, longest in history, is over. Impacted a lot of good folks that just, did absolutely nothing to deserve that. But glad that's in the rearview mirror. Big things here are appropriations bills, right? So there's 12 total appropriations bills. Three of them got passed and signed into law as the government reopened here last week. We have nine more to do, and that's really going to be the big driver legislatively on the floor of the House this week and here, especially next month moving forward.
I know one of the sticking points of that long shutdown was health care and the subsidies and whatnot. Is there going to be, are we going to see any sort of negotiation on that here going forward? Because I know that was a sticking point for Democrats.
Yeah, we will see. I think we got to look big picture here. I mean, health care in this country continues to rise very fast paced. When the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare passed, in many ways you could more aptly call it the Unaffordable Care Act, but since then, the prices have just continued to or have skyrocketed. And in my view, we've got to really address the root causes of that. I think that transparency with pricing, I think that competition, those two things, minimizing, tort reform or minimizing some of the litigation around health care, all those things would go a long way towards driving costs down. And those are some of the things we have to look at. A lot of conversations around the subsidies that really went into effect during COVID. Now that COVID is over, I think we need to move on from those as written, but we'll see what changes or tweaks need to be made. But it needs to be part of a broader discussion about how do we drive down the cost of health care for Kansans and for folks around the country.
And of course, if a lot of things were funded through the end of the year, but also we could see another shutdown potentially at the end of January. How do we avoid that from happening again here in just a couple months?
Well, if Democrats choose to shut down the government again come January 30th, it won't be the same as before because three of the 12 appropriations bills are passed now and signed into law as of last week. And those are Department of Agriculture, which impact, food assistance, SNAP, food benefits, things that impact our farmers as well, but also military construction and all things Veterans Affairs, as well as the legislative branch. Those things all are funded, through the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th. So if Democrats choose to have another shutdown, it will not be the same as what we just went through. Hope they don't choose not. I just hope they choose not to do that. But we will see what happens.
All right, and Congressman Tracy Mann joining us here on the phone this morning. Let's talk about food prices a little bit here. That's been in the news a lot. Beef prices have been going up, and I know the Trump administration's been talking about that a lot and ways to navigate that. We've heard about potentially a deal with Argentina to bring in beef. What are your thoughts on just how that's being navigated at this point and ways to maybe bring down some of those costs?
Yeah, you know, I had a Zoom call or a meeting earlier this week with Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins and also Ambassador Jameson Greer, who, you know, is our trade representative, and multiple meetings about that very issue here this week. My big thing is we need to let the free market work. I think we have to acknowledge that, you know, beef prices, you know, the cattle market's very complicated, a lot of moving parts. These are 10-year cycles, market cycles. And right now, the herd size in this country is the time of the cycle where it's low. It actually is at a 75-year low, which means, you know, we have a low supply of cattle, which means that prices are going to be high. That said, you know, I think it's important not to impede or do anything to impact the free market. Let the market work. While we need to have a broader conversation in this country about how do we replenish the herd, as a lot of people, you know, are retiring and are getting out of the cattle business, specifically the cow-calf business, not just in Kansas, but many parts around the country.
Now, I want to read a quote here from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. He's claimed that beef prices are rising because immigrants are bringing the diseased cattle across the border. We're talking about New World screwworm. He was on Fox News this past Sunday saying, quote, "There's also because of the mass immigration, a disease that we'd been rid of in North America, made its way up through South America as these migrants brought some of their cattle with them." Is that a fair assessment there? Is he right, or would this have happened regardless?
Well, certainly, you know, New World screwworm is a threat to the cattle industry in our country. And so, you know, that's a pest that was in the U.S., you know, decades ago. We're able to eradicate it. There have been you know, confirmed cases in Central America, some in Mexico as well. And so the decision was made to close the border to cattle coming in to our country, you know, feeder cattle coming in from Mexico to prevent the New World screwworm from impacting our cattle industry. So that was the right decision. There's been accident. But when that happened, you know, it further decreases the supply of cattle in the country, so it puts upward pressure on beef prices. You know, to close the border was the right decision. A lot of conversations with Mexico on what does it look like to reopen the border to cattle coming in from Mexico. Certainly, we want to make sure that we protect against the New World screwworm and make sure that we do everything we can do to ensure that it is not making it in the United States.
All right. There's been a lot of talk about tariffs here. And maybe some tariffs actually getting rolled back here. I had a long road trip on the way back from Colorado. I was and saw the Chiefs and the Broncos this past weekend. And I was hearing that President Trump has talked about actually doing some possible rollbacks here. Where might we see some of that, and how might that benefit Kansas?
Yeah, certainly. You know, you're starting to see these trade deals get done. There are more to do. Many frameworks have been announced, but then some actual full deals have been done in negotiating. You're seeing those starting to come off the board, a lot in Southeast Asia with some countries there. I think big picture, we got to realize that or acknowledge that much of these trade negotiations that were underway, and many times the countries have taken advantage of us for a long, long time, but we have got to get to a better place in our trade relationship with China. Getting some of these deals off the table in Southeast Asia helps us with leverage with China, and I'm pretty optimistic on where that might land and put us for our ag products, other products as well, as we try to rebalance and get to a fair level playing field, specifically with China, but other countries as well.
All right. Is there anything else you're working on right now that we should know about as far as bills that you're working on?
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, a lot of bills we're introducing and are working on there's more to do on the farm bill. So the majority of the provisions that really impact producers in Kansas, crop insurance, raising reference prices, other items as well, all got handled or extended, improved upon in the big, beautiful bill. I think more accurately you could call it the Working Families Tax Cut Act. But so those things are off the table, but there are a handful of farm bill-related items that we're working to extend and make sure that they're signed into law and in a good place for Kansas producers here moving forward.
Is 2026 maybe the year we'll see year-round E15 happen?
Well, I sure hope so. I'm optimistic. We were talking about going to the Chiefs-Broncos game. What a painful some memories from that game. But, you know, I feel like we're at first and goal from the one here a year ago on year-round E15, not able to get it into the end zone, but pushing hard to try to get make that happen as soon as we can. You know, that's a provision. If we can get year-round E15, I'm all for it because it would be, you know, let the market work. Let the market dictate, you know, and it would increase demand for ag products in Kansas. It also would really help our farmers, and it wouldn't cost the taxpayer a dime. So a lot of things to like about year-round E15. We're pushing on it, and I'm optimistic we can see it finally come to fruition, but we'll see.
Yeah, there's a lot of farmers that would like to see that, I'm sure. So, all right. Well, Congressman, always appreciate the time, and certainly don't be a stranger. We'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Okay, sounds good. Enjoyed being in the studio here a few weeks ago, and thanks for having me on today. Have a great day.
Will do. All right. Thank you, Congressman Tracy Mann, again joining us here on News Radio KMAN.